This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, I know other people have been talking about the McCabe firing a lot, like a lot over the last week. I'm not going to say that I was surprised, but it's oddly, the feeling that I had was sort of relieved. How did you feel? I would like to kind of hear what you had to say. This is Liz Matori. I'm filling in for Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show on KJRadio.com. But, yeah, man, like 2 days short of his retirement, no pension. And, you know, some of the things that I thought was funny that that people had said was that he actually knew that this was coming. And he had all these, like, you know, statements prepared, and he was, you know, doing the circuit and all that. And, you know, for me, it's like, all this stuff, can you imagine if you whine and complain about you not getting your pension after doing all these funny business? Any of us regular people would just keep quiet and keep it moving. But this guy, people like him, they expect and they assume that literally this is what we're seeing. They think that they're better than us, that they are above the lay people. They are above the common people, the common folk. You know, last time I checked, we didn't have nobility here in this country for this very reason. And the other thing I wanted to talk about that I haven't really heard other people talk about this week is what it means for the Office of Professional Responsibility to recommend your firing. And as lawyers, you know, you might have some lawyers in your family, maybe yourself, maybe you're lucky to never have met a lawyer in your life, congratulations. But professional responsibility, if you don't pass that chunk of the bar, then you don't pass the bar. You cannot be a lawyer if you sort of mess up on professional responsibility. Professional responsibility covers things like your qualification to practice law, your lawyer-client relationship, the fees that you charge. This is off the American Bar Association, the ABA website. Conflict of interest, confidentiality, obligations to third parties, misconduct, discipline, malpractice. So, again, the professional responsibility office, just like any other, the whole entire practice of law is based on self-regulating. We watch ourselves to make sure that we are, you know, above and protecting the rights and privileges and immunities and all that. Like, we are constitutionally sound. Like, that's the thing. These people in the FBI, specifically people like McCabe and Mueller and all these people, they're supposed to be our best and brightest people. They're supposed to love our country more than themselves. They are the service members when it comes to, you know, jurisprudence, if you will. They are supposed to hold themselves to that standard. And the entire office recommended that after they got the information that whatever was in that file was horrendous enough to be like, no, no dice, this guy cannot get his pension. It was whatever misconduct, whatever malpractice that they cited, conflict of interest, any of those things that I had mentioned, it's that office's job to look out for red flags. So all these red flags were so glaring, highlighting, apparently, large enough to negate his years of service. So again, guys, when we see this and we, or the other side is, they're trying to cover their ears. That's the other option. One of my friends had said, the firing of McCabe, maybe the other people think that they would get in trouble, so they're trying to, scapegoat him. I don't think this dude's the scapegoat. I think he is the tip of the iceberg. I think that we are going to see a lot of heads rolling. This is the time where, everything is sort of like happening all at once. You have this economic success. You have the success of our country finally building up some stamina, some steam, some might, and some prowess on the national and on the international stage at the helm of our President Trump, right? And all of this hard work and dedication that we have and our team and all that, fantastic. But wait, the Democrats hate that. The Democrats, don't forget, they don't want us to succeed, right? So they're throwing out the kitchen sink and they're like, we've got to stop you. We've got to call you this. We've got to make you feel bad. We've got to, retaliate. Oh, and by the way, the deep state, the main sort of establishment, has been doing all this funny business. All this funny business, never ever forget. We wouldn't have known about any of it if Hillary were elected president. And now that, again, just by that one fight song, she didn't succeed. Oh well, sad times. All this stuff is coming out because, thank goodness, thank God, Hillary did not win. And because she didn't win, they couldn't continue to hide. And so again, they throw in the Russia, to distract, deflect. And thank goodness our balance of powers, the Congress was like, there's nothing here. Why are you wasting taxpayer dollars on this? Oh, it's because they're trying to deflect. They're trying to make us focus on things that don't exist, to not notice the things that do exist. Classic. Oh, and then, okay, by the way, McCabe did some things that were so bad. You guys, nobody gets $250,000 or $750,000 for their state Senate race from the governor's PAC. That doesn't happen. He doesn't just throw out money. No governor throws out money to state Senate races unless there is a hyper connection. Yes, I'm talking about McCabe's wife. Yeah, McAuliffe is best friends with the Clintons. I know that personally for a fact because of my own personal, professional career. All these people, these folks, these type of people like McCabe think that they were above the law. They never expected to get caught. They continued to abuse their power. And again, congratulations to the American citizens to be able to exercise their right to vote, because that is the piece that is that's our weapon in this republic, is our vote. And we have to be mindful of that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, it's Liz Matori filling in for Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show on KJ Radio. You can check me out on Twitter and Facebook at Liz Matori, LizMatory. So, I just wanted to take a moment because I feel like there is way too much stuff going on, and we always have to sort of like recalibrate. Number one, when we watch the news, we literally are consuming whatever stories that are happening. And a lot of these stories, it's not like they don't have anything to do with us, but it's so, these events are so far away that the only thing that we actually, like, we can't do anything about it, but all we get is the negativity and the and we're literally consuming that negativity. And why would you think, if anything, this is happening? It's this notion of keeping people in this anxious state. And the people who think that, you know, we're overpopulated or, you know, there's this concept of scarcity. But we know that there's abundance and, you know, there's light versus dark and, you know, opportunity versus inability. Unfortunately, it is that literal, A or B. And I know that it's really hard for people to understand that, but even though things seem like they're out of control, at the end of the day, the only person that you have to be able to sort of have any sort of control over is yourself. You know, I remember my mom would always say, don't allow people to have free rent in your brain if someone like wronged you or some sort of bad conversation you had and you're thinking over and over and you're ruminating on it and you're wondering, golly, that person more likely than not did not care about you and they have moved on in their lives and you're the one that is like stuck in it. And you know, I just wanted to say that now because I feel like there's so much going on. Hey, even McCabe needs to have, you know, a moment of zen these days because clearly he's had seen better days. And I don't know if you remember Marianne Williamson. She actually ran for Congress. This is like the theme today is talking about Congress, but she ran for Congress in California in 2014. And she's a new age sort of spiritual leader out there. And one of her poems that I really love that I'd love to share with you today is called Our Deepest Fear. It goes like this. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, or fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And so I actually learn a lot from sort of motivational speeches. I used to drive up and down. One of my exes actually lives like about an hour away from me. And so when we were, you know, driving up and back to like visit each other, it would be a change of radio hubs. So I'd be here and then I'd be driving up to see him and then I'd lose my signal. So I finally figured out over the year that you would just, you know, listen to stuff on YouTube. You'd like pick out what you want to watch and then, you know, listen to it on the way up. And I always loved listening to those motivational talks. And it really hit me a few months ago that a lot of this motivational stuff are conservative principles. Especially when you talk about the notion of being able to tap into your God-given potential and thrive, like, that's what we believe wholeheartedly. First of all, we believe in God. We believe that even Quakers, I went to a Quaker school, as I said, and, you know, we believe that God is in everyone and that you allow your light to shine. That is the light of God that you are basically sharing with the world. And I think we need to continuously remind ourselves that beautiful statement that Marianne had, like, you know, articulated, which is very, though they kind of tend to go liberal, liberal philosophy is not New Age. Liberal philosophy doesn't talk about empowerment. It doesn't talk about, you know, like my dad would say, standing with your, you know, head high, shoulders back, you know, being proud of what you can accomplish so that you can inspire others or make the path for someone else so that the next person can go even farther. I mean, that's how we live our lives. And And I think that's really the reason why I get so angry about liberal philosophy and what progressives are doing, particularly in communities that need more help than others, is that the mentality that has sort of seeped out into the conscience of the people is that they aren't able to do it. And it's so sad. I mean, if anything, when people know that there's possibility that they can literally change their lives for the better, you get to think for yourself, pray, and focus on the things that you want to create, and do what you need to do, take care of your business, and, you know, change your life for the better. That's why we conservatives love what we do, because we know, we believe, and we ought to believe that there's a better future for everyone, especially when you live in a way to, you know, and you have the systems in place and you have the balance of powers and you have the civic mindedness and, you know, the family orientation. We really have to kind of know that this is the right path. And regardless of how crazy, convoluted, and scary things might turn out, particularly when we are watching news, we all have to know that we have to be stronger than all this and share positivity and share, you know, whatever verses. Maybe some people have some cool verses they like to share with the others, so that we literally can, you know, counterbalance the bad stuff. Because there's so much out there, but we have what's right and what's good within. What is it? When they go low, we go high. We have to really be bigger and better. We have to channel every ounce of positivity in order to shine brighter, because they are going to try everything in their might to take it away from us.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
I've said this before, and I'll say it again. In any of these sessions that we have with each other, I feel like these are like bonding sessions that we have. My whole point is just for us to know more about what is going on. I'm Liz Matori. I'm filling in for Kevin Jackson today. This is the Kevin Jackson Show on KJ Radio. You can check me out on Twitter and Facebook at Liz Matori. But right, so did you know that there is a Antifa handbook? Yeah, it came out last year, and if anything, we are seeing Antifa happen across the country. Case in point, it says in the introduction, at the core of this complex process of opinion making is the construction of societal taboos against racism, sexism, homophobia, and other forms of oppression that constitute the bedrock of fascism. Basically, they're fabricating this concept of fascism and saying that they are, because of the election of the President of the United States, their mission is to be against what they consider is a fascist. They think that our president and the rest of us are fascists. That the last several years after the president's election, they are on a mission to counteract and counterbalance what they consider is this global struggle against fascism. And so this guy pretty much takes on Mussolini and Hitler and all these other things between then and now, and they basically are saying that, yeah, what we're seeing is fascism, and I'll read this part. Okay, so fascism and Nazism emerged as emotional anti-rational appeals grounded in masculine promises of renewed national vigor. While political argumentation is always important in appealing to the potential popular base of fascism, its sharpness is blunted when confronted with ideologies that reject the terms of rational debate. Rationality did not stop the fascists or the Nazis. While reason is always necessary, it's unfortunately insufficient on its own from an anti-fascist perspective. So they're basically saying that they cannot reason, they cannot rationalize to counterbalance what they consider, as I said, they consider this time in our political history as fascism. So they basically are saying that violence is the only specific tool that they have left in order to counterbalance said fascism. Therefore, they are considered Antifa. And again, like we talk about this return to order, and that, again, President Trump, as he welcomes Blue Lives Matter, who would allow law enforcement to continue its harassment and murder of communities of color unimpeded. Recently, it was revealed that the FBI has been investigating alarmingly, though not surprisingly, high levels of white supremacist infiltration into law enforcement for decades. Moreover, regardless of the composition of the U.S. police force, the fact that it's developed out of the Southern Slave Patrol and Northern opposition to the labor movement gives us insight into its role in the white supremacist criminal justice system. So yeah, they are trying to basically conflate all these different iterations of history into the narrative that they want to utilize in order to galvanize support and also to basically rationalize their use of force and their use of violence. Some people have said that, you know, the things that are happening all around the country, particularly the random bombings and the shootings and definitely all the protests and the riots, are being orchestrated by Antifa. And what is Antifa? Antifa is just anti-fascism. So what the heck is fascism? According to this guy, who's quoting another guy, and I refuse to give these people shine, you can look up Antifa handbook yourself and see who wrote it. But anyway, it says, a form of political behavior marked by oppressive preoccupation with community decline, humiliation, or victimhood, and by compensatory cults of unity, energy, and purity, in which a mass-based party of committed nationalist militants working in uneasy but effective collaboration with traditional elites abandon democratic liberties and pursues the redemptive violence and without ethical or legal restraints goals of internal cleansing and external expansion. I have no idea what that means, but that's what they define as fascism. And so whatever is to counterbalance that is considered anti-fascism. It's the whole concept of being able to, how to combat the common enemy. For that reason, it is vital to understand anti-fascism as solitary component of a larger legacy of resistance to white supremacy in all of its forms. So yeah, so that's Antifa's philosophy. And so basically they think everyone who is basically against them are fascists or racists or bigots or homophobes. They literally are taking every single ideology, putting it all into one, and saying, oh, all these things are fascist. And so we can do whatever we want because they are so bad and they're going to lead to horrible things that in order to stop them, we have to use violence and we need to use destruction. We need to rally the troops by any means because it's our historical sort of importance to do that in order to stop these bad people. But according to whom? Who out there? Who are these random people who, again, you don't know who the leader is. There's not a particular leader. It's a whole program to not have the same tactics, but they all of a sudden galvanize. I don't know how they organize. I really don't. But they are very organized, and we should never... They're sort of like the Taliban. I mean, if they're going to do more stuff over the next couple of months, and they're so organized, and it's against a certain state, and really it's against us, the rest of us, who is going to hold them accountable? Do they get arrested? When they came down to D.C. during the inauguration, some of them were arrested, and a lot of them were from the state of Washington. I'm sure they're everywhere. And we might see, and I hate to say this, we might see domestic terrorism increase over the next few months because they think that what they're doing is right. They think that they are, you know, stopping fascism at its tracks because they think that our government and our president specifically and all the rest of his supporters are a bunch of Nazi fascists. That's what they think that you guys are. That's what they think that I am. So how do you... It's so irrational and it's mind-blowing, but this is literally what they think. What sort of tools do we have to counterbalance that? Because, oh, by the way, they forgot the police, are they, in their view, are considered a part of the fascist state. Every single thing that has developed as a society can be called fascist in their world. And if anything can be labeled that, anything can be killed or attacked or definitely ridiculed because they all think that they are right and we are all wrong. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Antifa is the Democrat Party now. I don't know if it's a wing of it. I don't know if they coordinate, but there's a whole lot of coordination going on. And we on the non-anti-fascist, not fascist group have to figure out a way out of this because they don't mind destroying our country. That's the saddest thing. They want to see our country end. They want to see our citizenship end. They think that they're in the right when we all know that they can't be right. They can't say that, okay, using violence to preeminate, you know, to preempt fascism because that's what they think that we are is acceptable. But interestingly enough, one of their members in Portland said, avoid people who want to be celebrities and are driven by approval. Value people who are quiet, get work done, and are cooperative. So what do we do with the people who are literally glorifying their life because they're doing these violent acts?
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, I got some news for you. Tomorrow's March for Your Lives, or whatever the heck it's called, this is not an organic thing. The kids didn't just think about this being a good idea and they're going to march and talk about marching for their lives. This has been planned, and it's definitely a part of the resistance movement. Unfortunately, my own congressman is a part of it. I'm Liz Matore. I am filling in for Kevin Jackson today. Check us out on KJ Radio. Check me out on Twitter and Facebook at Liz Matore, L-I-Z-M-A-T-O-R-Y. Yep. So I had mentioned you before. I live in the heart of the liberal bubble. Major establishment people, you know, hyper liberal, hyper progressive environment that I grew up in that I'm trying to fight tooth and nail to destroy. And I know that you are as well. But tomorrow, Saturday, March 24th, there's going to be a rally, which is first ever March for Our Lives. You know, it looks as if there's this, you know, organic sort of mobilization of young people. My own congressman has a PAC that he has organized called Democracy Summer, that he trains high schoolers to be community organizers and or socialists. And so I get a letter from him, an email, because he's really big on that email. And he says, quote, "We need in every community a group of angelic troublemakers." That's Bayard Rustin. I don't know who he is. We can look him up for if you want. So it says, "Dear Liz, after the Parkland massacre, more than 1,000 Montgomery County High School students descended on Capitol Hill and on the White House chanting, 'Hey, hey, NRA, you can't beat the PTA.' Do you know who organized that march for a universal criminal background check and an assault weapons ban, a march that made front page news across America? Question mark. I don't really care, but that's the question. The lead organizers were Montgomery County high school students who participated in our Democracy Summer program in 2017. Our 52 summer fellows gained the organizing tools, policy knowledge, and self-confidence needed to act for change. The key organizer is a Richard Montgomery Sr. Later that day argued the policy change on Chris Matthews' hardball. Two other 2017 fellows, I'm not mentioning their names because they're minors, advanced specific gun policy reforms. And another Democracy Summer alum told the Washington Post about the thrill of organizing a protest of that size. Quote, 'It's really incredible to look behind you when you're leading the march and see maybe thousands of kids walking behind you. It was an honor to address the children or the students when they arrived on the hill. Last week, 10 students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, accompanied by Florida Congressman Ted Deutsch, came to Blair High School and were warmly greeted by more than 800 students from Einstein, Springbrook, Wheaton, Whitman, Rockville, BCC, Northwood, as well as Blair and many others." And so it goes on to say that there are two things we can do now to help propel the student movement for gun safety forward. First, join the March for Our Lives, September, March 24th, and rally with us down in Silver Spring. You get breakfast, beautiful a cappella music, voter registration, student speeches, and some stunning surprise guests. And then our Attorney General, Brian Frosch, is going to be there too. And then you can get on the bus. By the way, it's $20 and the students are free. With more than 500 people already registered, Moms Demand Action, MoCo Women, MCCPTA, the Women's Democratic Club, Do the Most Good, and Our Revolution. Number two, spread the word about Democracy Summer in 2018 for high school and college students. Their home base is in Maryland and Virginia, where they will participate like last summer with sweeping Democratic victories in legislative races, including Pennsylvania, where we hope to pick up at least 4 new House seats, New Jersey and Iowa, and perhaps other states. Apply now. All the best, Jamie Raskin. So yeah, guys, this is not just a bunch of kids rallying around and wanting to take on bad stuff. These are adults, congressmen, congresswomen maybe, activists, political organizers that are training the high school students and the college students to do this? First of all, how much school have these children already missed in this last 2 months? I would be livid if I were their parents. Number two, why are they doing this? And these things were not a thing before President Trump was elected. And you know, and Jamie Raskin will admit on record, I think I actually have it on tape, that his number one mission is to impeach our president. And so they are using our children to literally do their dirty work, because they probably admit they thought they had it in the bag with Hillary. They had a easy fix. They would have the next 8 years to manipulate and degrade and change our system forever. But since that, again, it goes always back to the election. Since that didn't happen, they formulated this so-called resistance movement. And the resistance movement has grown purposefully to include our children way before they have created any sort of worldview. They are highly impressionable. And yes, hyper-liberal. Most children, most young people tend to be liberal. And funnily enough, that generation after the millennials actually skew conservative. But they don't want that to happen now. So what do? They basically are creating these social sort of opportunities for kids to like get around and hang out, and that's what they want. This is how the organizers work. They're three prongs. They basically, you know, under the guise of interning with a congressman, he actually uses that as cover, but he's organizing them in a political sense, not a we get to learn about Congress stuff, but he's raising money to train these children to be their foot soldiers. And under this concept of organizer, there are three components. There's this common enemy. We are the common enemy, folks. I hope you guys understand that. We, anyone who supported Trump, and definitely anyone who doesn't support them, are the common enemy. Then they create this sense of community. So the kids feel like they're part of something, that they're making a difference. And sadly, they're rallying around events that other children have died on. And that's where they get that, you know, that constant state of agitation and aggression, that this is what they sort of feed off of. And on top of that, which is another element to why this is so effective, is that a lot of these kids want notoriety. Don't forget, they grew up on social media. That click, 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 I want to be liked, I want to get hearts, I want to get Instagrammed, up, 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 up. So they see this as an opportunity to be famous, and they want to be popular. You know, they are being trained. They are what my friend said, they are the mouthpiece for this resistance movement, because every other one of these tactics have failed. Their traditional tactics have not worked anymore, so they are going for the youth. And again, they're feeding off that energy that we have to be mindful of. That fear and that hate are very powerful. They're a lot more powerful than love and comfort. I mean, they're equal, but people feed off of that negativity. And so when you are keeping your children and keeping the young ones in that constant state of agitation, they are willing to do everything, and they're very susceptible and vulnerable to people like Jamie, like all of his minion. And again, in this area that I live in, that's the norm. And if you speak out about it, yeah, you're called a fascist.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.